As the coronavirus has spread across the U.S., gun sales have surged, and that means many new gun owners taking home a deadly weapon for the first time. In response, longtime gun owners are stepping up to help these newcomers get some training in the age of social distancing. Guns in America's Lee Patterson reports.
It's impossible to quantify the number of new buyers, but talk to gun dealers in Colorado, Oregon, Texas, and you'll hear about it. And so some gun owners, like Chuck Rossi, have responded with training options for people stuck at home.
I want to be a good ambassador for the Second Amendment and for firearm owners.
He's the co-founder of an online gun rights organization called Open Source Defense. A few weeks ago, the group started something called Office Hours.
We have a shared calendar, and you sign up for a 30-minute slot, and we'll have a video conference. You know, how you doing? How you holding up? Where are you in the process? What are your questions?
Rossi and others who have volunteered as trainers go over the basics of gun safety. Keep your finger off the trigger till you're ready to fire. Treat every gun like it's loaded, that kind of thing.
But at some point, I will bring out an unloaded gun and say, okay, here's what a Glock looks like. Here's how it operates. Here's the ergonomics of it. Here's about how big it is.
Over the past few weeks, people like Rossi have been popping up all over, hitting on similar themes. From a Facebook live training session hosted by a sheriff's office in Pennsylvania.
And they don't really understand either how to use it, how to store it, what kind of ammunition to put in it.
To groups posting instructional videos on Instagram, like this one from a company based in Georgia.
So we're going to talk safety, comfort, training, all that jazz.
And posting on YouTube. This one from a pair of gun enthusiasts in Tennessee has over 250,000 views.
We wanted to do a video for all the new shooters out there and gun owners. We feel almost obligated.
But this kind of online learning is, of course, limited. Chuck Rossi with Open Source Defense says the goal is really just to go over basic firearm safety, basic firearm manipulation, and some etiquette.
And that's all you can do over a video chat, and that's all we expect. The encouragement from us after the chat is suggest where they can go for their range and get some training.
The goal of this kind of training is ultimately to prevent people from getting hurt. Dr. Emmy Betts, a researcher focusing on injury prevention at the University of Colorado, says unintentional shootings are a risk, but so is escalation.
So specifically, in cases of domestic violence or when someone's suicidal, that having that gun present could turn a situation deadly.
Every year, thousands and thousands of people die by firearm suicide and domestic violence homicide. And research has shown that the presence of a gun is associated with a higher risk for both. Betts worries that more guns, plus the fears brought on by the coronavirus, could be a sort of perfect storm, leading to more of these kinds of gun deaths. So while she thinks it's wonderful that gun owners are stepping up,
I'm skeptical that these new purchasers are getting the training that they need and getting the guidance around storage devices that they need.
So it pretty much just begins by saying, you know, congratulations on your purchase.
This is Leslie Hollywood. She is the executive director of the Colorado-based gun group Rally for Our Rights. She's reading from a flyer they've just put together.
Please know you are purchasing a tool, not a toy. This tool requires utmost respect and safety.
The flyer lists out a bunch of different topics, like state laws and gun storage options. The group is sending it out to gun stores, hoping they'll hand it out at the register. It's a product of a recent brainstorming session the group held about how to respond to the uptick in gun interest. Members worried out loud about new owners shooting themselves in the foot or their kids getting a hold of it. One member talked about reaching people who are, quote, gun curious. So in addition to wanting to help, this moment is also an opportunity for gun rights groups to grow their ranks.
I can tell you it's not the people who don't own guns who are going to be able to reach these new gun owners right now. It's the people who do own guns. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that are going to be able to do the work that's needed right now.
With gun stores categorized as essential businesses and allowed to stay open in many states, the group of people needing training and information could continue to grow. For Guns and America, I'm Lee Patterson.